So one other reason I think maybe that this could be a consideration, we were here for the CIDSE meeting, and Chuck, I saw my favorite presentation of the past year. This was a presentation looking for the CD274 gene PD-L1 amplification that you see in Hodgkin, and they looked at it and using the Foundation One database, and they found it in more than 100 cancers. Most people haven't heard of it, but I thought it was super cool. I'm curious, Chuck, what your thoughts are about what was seen. They had 9 patients who had this who didn't have Hodgkin's, 6 responded, and there was one of a patient with glioblastoma who had an objective response. So Chuck, you know, MSI is very infrequent. This thing is, you know, 0.2%. I think they had 3 prostate cancer patients in this thing. Are we starting to enter an era where everybody is going to be, we're going to be looking for these very, very unusual alterations?
So Neil, when a patient has an amplification of the PD-L1 gene, the mechanism of action of this drug is completely different. What it is it's a direct anti-tumor effect. And you know this because in Hodgkin lymphoma, patients who respond to this respond incredibly quickly. It's not time enough to ramp up the immune system. So this is probably what can happen in other diseases. As you mentioned, a small cell lung cancer.
That's fascinating. So it's a different mechanism. It's not correct. The immune system? And what's going on?
Yeah, it's basically the tumor cells themselves express a lot of PD-L1, and it's more like a direct anti-tumor effect.
Huh, fascinating. Are you looking for this? What did you think of this data set?
Yeah, it was stunning, actually. I think that everyone's going to start looking now. I mean, especially diseases like, you know, it was sort of showed them all, but it's really fairly high in small cell lung cancer, some things that are not so uncommon, right?
Fascinating. We'll see how this plays out over the next few years. Well, Dave, you know, hopefully in the few years there'll be more to talk about in terms of immunotherapy.
So just as a comment, the one patient I've seen with an amplification had small cell prostate cancer.
Wow. The patient respond?
Yes, we didn't give them a PD-L1, but we gave them another immunotherapy and they responded.
What was the other immunotherapy?
I can't remember. It was actually quite a while ago and we never knew what the amplification meant. It was when we first started doing testing and then he moved away from us and died of something else. But it was a fairly dramatic response.